You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and all over God's magnificent planet if you can tune in online.
That's right, on the World Wide Web, www.1510wwbc.com. You can hit that listen live button and get us on any one of your streaming devices live and in person. Of course, also on the on-demand button, you can select by date and find all of our shows, all of our archive shows here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Of course, we share all of that on our social media channels as well as our website, which is sitamediainc.com. And we've got all of our shows. We do like a little blog, a little information.
Yeah.
like an infographic.
Right. For listeners who are tuning in today, we've always told you all that our show is fun, it's unscripted, very educational, and we give out very valuable information. Whether you want to learn about banking, or you want to learn how to vote, or you want to run for office, or you want to open a business, somebody wants to switch career and become a school teacher after being a nurse like myself. Whatever it is, you want to save the whales, you want to save the environment, anything you want to talk about, clean water, clean sunshine, we are here and we give you a platform and a voice to do such a thing. So on Mondays, Ellen O'Neill, myself, and Ali Tambor, and our board is run by Danny. We sit here and this studio becomes part of our home for an hour. And it's quite costly, I want you to know. It's not like they let us walk off the street and come here and run them out and just talk. But I like to say we communicate. I am a very effective communicator, is what I was told this past week.
Excellent.
So today is no different. Our show today, we have a guest that I should say, is an ABWA sister. And I like to give ABWA a shout out because Ellen O'Neill, myself, and Ellen, we met 15 years ago at ABWA. We became good friends. She became my co-host, my right hand. And believed in me enough for us to be doing Sita and Friends going on 15 years.
No, you wrote a fantastic book that we had our own little book tour there for a little while, remember?
That's right.
It was very good.
And Helene Scott is here, and I like her middle name. Is it an S in the middle?
Yes,
it is. And S is for Sita, and I like that. Anybody
it's,
goodness.
It's for Cheryl.
Like my grandson said, I see an S. Helene S. Scott is here, and Helene is going to be giving us a lot of tips later, how to inhale, exhale, and have a business. Note the behaviors in your business, teamwork, compliance, all the good stuff that business leaders need to run a healthy, successful business. Her company is called Unlock Visionary Leadership, and she will help you how to see your way forward. Our second segment is going to be about a gal who's calling in, Brenda Knight, and I think she's calling in from Georgia, and she will speak to us about life after divorce. She likes to call herself a diamond divorcee. So that would be second segment. So Helene, thank you for taking the time off of your busy schedule and coming on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. So let's chat. Obviously, Ellen and Ali haven't met you as yet. So 30-second elevator speech, introduce yourself and your business to our friends.
Sure, thank you. My company is Unlock Visionary Leadership, and I work with leaders who have typically begun their career in a very technical way. They are scientists, they are engineers, they are IT, and the one thing that happens is they are subject matter experts and they get promoted. And once they're promoted, they get into a leadership role, and that is a different skill requirement. So I work with them to help them figure out the skills they need to inspire those around them so others can buy into their vision.
Yes, and so what made you start this business? Because you were obviously doing other things before. Mm-hmm. What is your background?
So my background is I have a master's in organizational psychology, and my career was in organizational development and human resources. And regularly, I saw leaders that were highly technical who were failing in leadership. They were struggling. There was a lot of turnover. You know, employees leave because of their leaders. They leave for no other reason. But there was a lot of issues, and the problem was they were never developed. For leadership, they would take training on their specialty. But there was an expectation that you are now going to be a leader, go lead, without any training whatsoever. And there's a skill set to leadership which is quite different
than
the technical.
As the eldest child, eldest girl in the family, I was born with the leadership skills.
Well, I am the youngest, and I was born with the leadership skills.
Because they say that the eldest one gets so much responsibilities. That you have become a leader sometimes without actually knowing it. And you're correct. A lot of people are given a position, a title,
mm-hmm.
and it's like my mother used to say: a lot of people have book sense, but not common sense.
Right. But it's a different skill set, and it's difficult for people to figure out how to lead.
Right.
And we can't expect people to just figure it out. I mean, people go to school to learn their craft. And yet we just assume they will know how to lead.
Yeah.
Without any training whatsoever. It's like you are now a leader.
I used to call them victims of promotion.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the Peter principle. We get promoted to our level of competence, but you don't need to be incompetent in this. You just need to be led and taught and helped to grow into this. You can do it if you want to. So for those leaders who want to develop, they can, but they have to be highly motivated to learn some skills, which is a little bit uncomfortable
right,
for them.
Right, and this is where executive coaching, such as mm-hmm. what Helene does, comes yes. in very handy. I read somewhere where if you have an individualized coaching person in your life, it can increase your performance by 70 to 80%.
70 to 80%, yes.
So tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends some of the services offered by your company.
So what typically happens is a company reaches out to us and says, we need some help with leaders. We've promoted people to leaders who are not doing, they're not having the success we anticipated. They're excellent at what they do. We want them to be able to do this. Or it's a company who's very forward thinking. I have quite a few of those that come to me and say, we have leaders and we want them to be better.
Yes. So we've talked about individual coaching. What about team coaching?
So the majority of what I do is I work one-on-one with individuals. I can do team leadership workshops, but my coaching is one-on-one. It's 45 minutes a week, and you have to be there each week unless you give me plenty of notice that you can't, because it's a commitment. And we talk about those areas where someone is struggling. And then we talk about, every single one of my clients has done something called a behavioral assessment. It's called DISC. And so they have a good sense of what motivates them, and they have a good sense of those things that are challenges for them.
Helene, if it's upper leadership that notices that this is a big issue in their company, and you come in to fix it, or does the leader feel inadequate and they're the ones that come to you?
Typically, the CEO or the head of HR comes to me. I've had some people reach out to me directly.
And is it one-on-one most times, or is
it always one-on-one?
It's always one-on-one.
It's always one-on-one. I actually had this one really forward-thinking CEO who they did talent review, and they had some people that they saw as being future leaders. They called them emerging leaders, and they said, can you coach our emerging leaders? And they got the same one-on-one coaching that executives get, and that's really, really different. A lot of companies don't invest like that. And this company was like, we are going to invest in our future leaders and our current leaders.
I almost feel like we need Helene S. Scott in all our high schools with the Unlock Visionary Leadership, because oftentimes people leave high school and they go off to college or they go into a job, and they do get promoted quickly in certain areas, mm-hmm. and they have zero leadership skills.
Yeah.
Have you been asked to have maybe a workshop for high schoolers or people just out of college and things like that?
No, I have not. But I have been asked to speak at some events that are with emerging leaders. So it's our young professionals. And I have gone and spoken to them. But as far as one-on-one training, no, I have not.
Right. So let's.
But I should be.
You should be. Yeah, because you know what? I know people that they're 18, 19, 20, and they'll say, "Oh, I'm the assistant manager now." Yeah, but what?
What does that mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your company gave you like, you know, a workshop. What did they do? It's something they give you a handbook. A lot of the employees don't even read those handbooks.
Well, the handbook is all compliance-based.
Right.
It is not how do you progress in your career.
Right. And deal with the public.
Right.
Right. So talk to us a little bit about the workshops. How can someone get involved with maybe registering for a workshop? Where do they take place? Are they only online? Are they in person?
So my workshops are typically in person because it's an eight-hour workshop. I do some mini workshops. But again, organizations hire me. Individuals don't. So I will go in and do one for an organization for their employees to help them create their culture or to improve their culture. And we use, it's a behavioral assessment, and they learn how to do things differently. We do a lot of work. And then afterwards, as I say to them always, the work just started. Now it's up to all of you to keep this going.
Right.
And how do you continue? And then if a company comes to me or if an organization comes and says, will you do a workshop for us? I would love to. I believe the power in this is understanding yourself, having a self-awareness and having an awareness of others. That changes the trajectory of your success.
Right. And, you know, oftentimes people say, oh, I want to open a business. I want to do this. I want to do that. And they don't sit down with a professional such as yourself to be coached. I have found that if you let people in their field do what they're supposed to do and show you their skills and teach you, you do get a lot of results.
Yeah, so I'm a coach. I spent my life, well, not my life, but a good portion of my life on executive and leadership teams. And when I started my own business, I got a coach.
So
and I still work with coaches.
It's like Ellen. Ellen is a coach, and she also sings. And
I also have a coach.
And I don't sing.
And you do workshops as well for the community.
Yep.
I think all of us are born with a talent, a gift, and an ability, and it's up to others to understand and figure it out that, wait a minute, I can't do this by myself.
Right.
I need help.
And those are hard words for many people to say.
Particularly the bosses.
Right. But when you can say, look, we need more help. We need people to elevate how they're doing things. What'll happen is you will start seeing better results because people understand what the expectation is. They get the vision. They get excited about it. People get coached. That's a huge investment that a company is making in you. And then people become really excited to start seeing the results, and you get, as you said, much better results than you would without it.
Yeah, and what I like about your company, Helene, is that you offer individualized coaching.
Yes.
So talk to our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a little bit about your approach with coaching.
Sure. So I don't sell a package or a program. Many companies have, here is a program, and now you have to fit into it. I meet with the leaders. I meet with people. I understand what it is they're trying to achieve. I understand what some of the obstacles are. And then I create a very individualized approach. I mean, there is no vanilla. You know, we can't just say, here's vanilla, everyone will have the same thing. We all have individual issues. Companies are going through their own things. People are going through their own things. So I create something very individualized. And we then, after several months, we'll look at it and say, where have you seen growth? Where do you want to continue working? And then what does that look like to you? So I'll actually ask the person being coached, what does success look like for you in 3 months, 6 months? And then about 3 months, we have a reset. And at 6 months, we have a reset to see how we're doing.
Reset and restart. I love that.
Yes.
So here's the thing. So many people, when they hire a coach, they ask themselves, well, how is this going to help my team? Because sometimes it's only take one person in your team to make mischief, to not be disciplined enough. And that throws the whole team off.
Yep.
I mean, work-wise, time-wise, behavior-wise, it only takes that one person. How do we find that one person that's in the link, that's making that circle broken up?
Well, that one person will find you.
Yeah.
And they cause all kinds of trouble, and people say it's a bad employee. Well, yeah, probably. But it's also poor leadership. As a leader, you have to address these issues as they happen. And people always say, oh, I don't like conflict. Well, it's not really conflict if you sit down and you have an open, honest conversation. When this happens, you respond like this, and it causes a domino effect that feels like this to other people. I strongly believe people want to succeed. And people don't want to be difficult, but they don't have the self-awareness. So when you have the conversation and you point out to them how they cause a problem with other people, but for themselves, they typically will want to get on track. I will meet with leaders. We talk beforehand. I help them come up with what they're going to say to the person the next time there's a problem. They have the conversations, and they usually come back and say, you were right. That wasn't scary at all.
Yeah.
It's about preparation and being intentional.
And also, it's communication, right?
It's all communication.
In a marriage, in a friendship, and
everything.
In your neighborhood.
Yeah.
I often wonder, like, even what we see going on politically, it's all about communication.
Yeah.
What is it that people are so afraid of communicating about in the workplace? Because I think some of it, of course, age brings wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
When we're young, we're like, oh, no, I need this job, my mortgage, my car payment, my insurance.
Right.
I can't make any waves. They'll fire me. But as you get older, you're like, wait a minute. I'm going to say something and help the younger ones because I'm on one foot out the door now, you know?
Yeah.
But
do
you find like the younger people, I wouldn't say that they're scared, but they're anticipating that if they say something, there might be a backlash.
I don't see it as a generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually based on someone's behavioral style. Some people are more comfortable with that while others are not. The problem is people don't understand. They don't have a self-awareness of what triggers them. And what triggers us are things that happen that remind us of what happened in the past, and we go back to a past in how we responded emotionally at that time. That is what a trigger is. And if you don't understand why something triggers you, you can't be prepared for it. If you do the work and you understand what triggers you, you then could start making some changes and realize, okay, I have to have this conversation. This person's going to be triggered by this. But I need to understand them to understand why they will be triggered. And I need to understand their response and how that might trigger me. Therefore, I could prepare for it and have my talking points. Be prepared. Practice, practice, practice. That sounds so silly, but practice the conversations. And when it happens, it's not as scary because you consider the worst case scenario and it almost never happens.
Allie, that can apply to professional life and private life.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Yes.
As the CEO of
family.
My house, you know, because, you know, you think about the father, the mother, or a single mom, single dad, or, you know, whoever is the head of household. If you apply what she just said about triggers in your own life, it will actually help in your household as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go off course a minute. So I also think I am single. I am dating. And I think using this for dating, having self-awareness, awareness of others, and knowing what triggers you and how to have these conversations could change the entire dating scene for you.
Before you know it, you'll be married.
Mm-hmm.
So, Helen,
I don't know about that.
You look at the whole. It's for our listening audience today and people who are tuning into Viewpoint with Sita and Friends for the first time. We're speaking with Helene Scott, and she is the CEO of Unlock Visionary Leadership. Helene has a master's, get this, in organizational psychology. No wonder she's so smart.
Thank you.
Columbia University. And she's a certified coach, certified consultant, and certified facilitator. And Helene, you know, you talk about leadership skills and behavior as part of the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the common issues that you see right now facing leaders?
Oh, it's a difficult time right now. People actually have a lot of anxiety, and people want clarity. People want to know that they have a future at their company or that they're being developed, and they don't see the clarity around that. So what they need to do is start figuring out how to have these conversations. And as a leader, you should not wait for your staff to have them with you. So leaders sit with their staff, they have regular meetings, and they talk about a checklist. How's everything going? How's your work going? Oftentimes, leaders don't say, how are you? What do you want at the end of this year to accomplish? How do you think you would get that? Where do you see the gaps? And how do I help you fill that gap?
Right. Or just being kind, say, how are your children? Sometimes, you know, how is everything going? And mean it from the bottom of your heart. Because,
yes.
You know, employees can tell when someone is being
false.
Absolutely.
And they all can. Right?
And you can tell when somebody is just sugarcoating something. Yep. And you can tell when somebody genuinely care about you as a human.
Exactly.
Instead of a worker, right? And I think that has a lot to do with some companies that do extremely well and some that doesn't.
Yeah.
So give us some of your success stories and coaching, some of the great things that you've seen happen, the results that you've seen.
I actually was working with an emerging leader at that one company who, due to some changes, was placed in a leadership position. She was an individual contributor. She was a data scientist. And she was placed into a leadership role, leading her team, reporting to the CEO. And she was terrified. And we worked together for almost 2 years. And we talked about what she feared. She contacted me before any meeting with the CEO, who she feared, because she wasn't used to working with a CEO. And we would talk about what was appropriate to share, what wasn't, how did you have the communication. She got a good understanding of other people, their behavioral styles, because we did behavioral assessments with our whole company. And she started changing what she said and how she said. And all of a sudden, I could even see how she sat.
There was body language,
yeah,
too.
There was a different way of confidence in her. And she became a really strong leader and started to have opportunities that she hadn't had before, and started to be asked to participate in meetings she was excluded from before because of her level in the organization. She was a huge success. And I've seen other leaders who are so brilliant at what they do, except when it comes to communicating with others. And they started to accept that they needed to do that as part of leadership. And they started to learn new techniques, new ways, and they built bonds with their people. And when they started saying things like, all right, here's the vision that we need to do, here's what we need to do, and why, they inspired their team, and people started performing, and companies consistently got results that they weren't getting.
Yeah. And you know, we see a lot of people often, they'll say, well, there's no accountability where I work. No one is held accountable for their actions, mm-hmm. because the supervisors or the team member in charge of sitting down with that person and having a verbal, mm-hmm. Communicate with them verbally, or maybe write them up, give them like, you know, something to, they give you like maybe a plan, you know, they're not doing it.
Right.
Is it because of, obviously some people are afraid of losing their workers, or somebody's going to walk off the job or whatever, but what causes people in team leadership roles to not go the extra mile and say, hey, I'm going to hold you accountable for your actions?
They're afraid. They don't have the skill set. They don't have the communication skills. And so they avoid it because they don't know what to do. They don't know what to expect. And actually, 46% of people have chosen to leave their jobs. And one of the reasons they say they left was because their leaders did not approach conflict in the workplace in their team. And they couldn't stand how it felt to them that this one
person, nobody cares.
Right. There was someone, it was always someone who started the garbage, and they got away with it. So you know what happened? No one wanted to address them. So the person had less and less work to do. Everyone was picking up their load, and the person was able to just sit there, and the leader didn't respond. So 46% of people left their jobs, and they were willing to go out, redo their resume. That is so painful. Apply for jobs, also painful.
Orientation is painful.
Going on interviews.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's horrible.
Yes.
And then starting a new job, they were willing to deal with all that stress over dealing with the stress of staying in an organization where conflict was not addressed by their leader.
Yeah. But Ellen, we've talked about that before, about action plan. People are so afraid of speaking to an employee and saying, listen, we're going to put an action plan in place for 90 days to straighten this situation. But they don't even get to that base.
Right.
But because a lot of person, like you said, they walk off the job.
But right. but talking about like HR in general, a lot of businesses that want to start up, right, especially that, they never put some type of performance development structure in place. And that's where people fail. And then a lot of leaders too, because they are kind of victims of promotion a little bit, where it's just you're the next person in line,
of promotion,
or
like that.
You're just somewhere in the mix of things, like you know how to do the job, you just don't know how to teach how to do the job. The magic pill for me has always been go in curiosity and not in judgment. So instead of saying, hey, you did that job wrong, which is what a lot of leaders do, instead of asking, hey, were you taught how to do this properly? Were you given the chance? Were you given the training properly? Because maybe we missed something. And it's a lot easier from that perspective, because then there really isn't a conflict. Now you've lowered everybody's peace, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
that's
we always
so
talk
funny.
About, yeah. And the other piece that we talk about, too, is you can't live in emotion and logic at the same time.
No, and that's so funny, because I say to my clients all the time, act like a two-year-old. Ask why.
Yeah.
And when they answer, say why. And when they answer, say why.
Yeah,
and when they answer, say why.
101.
Yeah, yeah. That's so, how you will learn
right,
what's
right.
happening.
So the bottom line is people who come to your company for assistance with coaching, they see a massive increase percentage-wise mm-hmm. in their performance of their employees and their business place.
Yes.
So how do you measure that?
That's we discuss how they want to measure that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, every company is different. Some they measure by sales. Some they measure by retention, how they're going to keep people, the different scores that they get on employee engagement.
Right.
You know, every company has their own metrics.
Right.
But what I would say is if you are interested in learning more, go on to LinkedIn. It's a little easier than looking for my website. But go on to LinkedIn and look for my company, Unlock. There is no K and it is not a spelling mistake. Unlock Visionary Leadership, or look for Helene S. Scott and reach out to me. Or you could look online on Unlock Visionary Leadership. And again, UNLOC Visionary Leadership.
So for our listeners who are tuning into Viewpoint with Steve and Friends, some of the services offered by my good friend, my ABWA sister, Helene S. Scott. I like the S because I'm Sita. Executive coaching, behavioral assessments, workshops, and the workshops are designed to equip leaders with practical skills and strategies. The impact of all of this is individual performances, team performances, organizational performances. Mm-hmm. And what I like most about you, you're like a one-man department. I look at you and I'm seeing a brick-and-mortar place with computers and 10, 15 people working, but they're all one. It's all you. How do you accomplish this?
A lot of energy, and I also take my time to choose the right clients. Not every client is the right client for me. So I choose the right clients. I do what I need to do by myself, and I talk to people who, like you all, who listen, and hope that you'll reach out to me.
Thank you. And so give us your website one more time if somebody wanted to go and read a little bit about you and contact you for services. Mm-hmm. And also, anything else you wanted to say with the remaining 30 seconds to our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, take it away.
Okay, thank you. It's a pleasure to have been here today. Thank you. You can find me on LinkedIn, Helene S. Scott, or Unlock Visionary Leadership. Unlock does not have a K. Or you could find me online. Just Google Unlock. UNLOC visionaryleadership.com. Thank you.
What a great segment.
It is a great segment. And people understand that everybody needs a coach. At some
yes.
point, everybody needs a
if
coach.
If you don't
in
have
life.
An older, bolder, wiser sister such as myself,
exactly.
you need a coach.
And we are lucky enough that we have quite a few, but
yes.
still, they're not good coaches.
Look,
I can tell you.
If you're not developing, you might as well just.
That's right. Exactly
stop.
Right.
And the thing is, Helene offers so much more than what we see on the everyday life.
Right.
You need somebody like her to come in and say, wait a minute, let's do an assessment. Let's see how we can start from the ground up and build this business so that you're successful and you get the results you want.
Exactly right. Well, we are going to take a quick minute here to listen to our sponsors here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Thanks for the fun.
Nine Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9. Mattress and Furniture.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine-in or takeout as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North Wickham Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads. 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000. Or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345. Located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne, that's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online every single place.
That's right. On the World Wide Web, www.1510wwbc. You can hit the Listen Live button and get us on any one of your listening devices, live and in person. Or, of course, all of our archive shows are either on our social media channels, which is Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, or on our website, which is SitaMediaInc.com. And what a great first interview there with Helene Scott, the CEO and executive coach from ABWA. Of course, we always find great ABWA sisters. You do.
Yeah,
because you're a regular.
Well, you know what? You know, because
making
I...
making sure that you get to all of those events.
Well, you know, the thing is, I've always believed that if you decide to do something, whether it's being a good neighbor or being a good friend or having a radio show or a podcast or being a fashion model, a nurse, a doctor, whatever it is you decide you want to do, you've got to give it 100%.
That's right. Yep.
And in order to have this show, the guests just don't appear in my living room and say, there I am. Someone has to go out and market the show.
Yeah.
Someone has to go out and meet other people in the community who are like-minded and have something to share, whether it is speaking about a book or writing a book or financial literacy or the environment or running for office or whatever. And I try to tell a couple of my friends to be like, you're always doing something and you're so busy. Well, as long as I'm committed to our station here at WWBC,
one of us out of the three of us have to go out and do it. And Ellen, you are busy with, God has blessed you beyond your my imagination with your singing career and what you're doing with your band. And I'm so proud of you. So I figured, you know what, I would be the one because Allie is retired. And so I'm the one that goes out and get the guest so that we could have quality shows on WWBC. And I'm grateful to God that I have that. But our second segment is with Brenda Knight, and she is with a group called the Divorced Diamond Girls. Brenda is a licensed occupational therapist with many years of professional experience in rehabilitation like myself. And she's trained in promotion of optimum health and well-being and overall function, including emotional health of individuals with different diagnoses and dysfunctions. But after experiencing two horrific divorces, Brenda decided that she would pay attention to who's the dumpy and who's the dumper, right? And she wanted people to know that, listen, there's life after divorce. And so, like I always do, I'm always looking for guests, and I found her, and I said, you know what, I'm going to invite her to call in on our show and talk to our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends about life after divorce. So, Brenda, you're calling in. Brenda Knight is calling in, and she's on the state on the phone. Tell our listeners what state are you calling in from?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia. Originally from Florida, but I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia now.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to call in on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Allie Tambor is here, Ellen O'Neill, and Danny Whiting is running aboard. Talk to us a little bit about yourself and the knowledge and the wisdom that you have acquired after two divorces.
Yes, and thank you for having me on. I have just gone through so much growth, and in doing so, I have been so enlightened using both my divorce experiences, and yes, I was I call it the dumper and the dumpy. I think we need to use humor when it comes to divorce because everything is sad and depressing, and that's not therapeutic and healthy. So I have found that there can be great joy and shining and positive after divorce and during, but it's a process. And I saw so many options, which I tried myself. I went through divorce recovery programs and counseling and church programs. And everything that I saw and found, and even on the internet, is about overcoming. And overcoming love and such a negative focus. And I decided, we can have a bright shining. And that's where I came up with Divorced Diamond Girls, because we can shine just like a brilliant diamond during this process and be better and more brilliant than we ever have been.
Well, Ellen is making the shape of a diamond here as you speak. I think she wants to add to the conversation right now.
Well, you're so right about that, about realizing who you are and realizing that it's not about overcoming, it's about learning that everything that happens is sort of a life lesson, if you will.
Right, and it's wisdom, right?
It's wisdom and something to add, too. So I take every experience that I've had, also been divorced, also lost a husband. So it's like each experience that you have sort of should add value of some type. And if you're constantly thinking of yourself as the victim, you never find the value.
Allie, what do you have to add to this? Because women do shine.
Oh, yes. They do. I am as well a victim, or sometimes not anymore a victim, but I've had two divorces, and my third husband I recently lost. So I've been through it, and it's definitely a growing experience. But I found it works best if you find out that it wasn't me, it wasn't him, it was the mix was toxic, and so we departed.
Yes, right. So Brenda, you developed the Diamond Method of Transformation. Talk to our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends about that, because, you know, oftentimes people get divorced and there's so many things that go along with that. children, custody, resources, and people find themselves in a very dark place. And they need so many resources. And most importantly, they need someone to talk to. Someone, like we just had a coach. It would be nice if everybody had a coach after divorce. But talk to us about your method of transformation, how to get people out of the darkness of a divorce.
Well, there are so many methods out there, and there's the typical that's been around for a long time. You've got to go through these same stages of divorce. And I actually, when I decided to do this, I woke up one morning and I had this just revelation that it was divorced diamond girls. And so I started researching about diamonds. And as I started researching, I was like, oh my goodness, these are the same phases. There are seven phases that a natural diamond goes through. And the first is it is thrown out of deep down in the earth, comes out through extreme heat and pressure through a volcanic eruption, thrown out on the ground, covered in dirt. And I thought, wow, that's just like going through a divorce.
Yep.
And as I continued to research, it's like, oh, goodness. So I have come up, I have a video training course, I have my community membership, and you mentioned about coaching. I'm actually in the process of finishing up my certification to be a certified divorce coach. I will be starting one-on-one coaching, but my discovery was taking a woman through these same phases that a diamond goes through, but I added one at the end. When a diamond is ready for sale and show, not that we're going to sell women, but what happens is it doesn't just stop there. And I think so many people run into a new relationship, or they think, okay, I'm going to go through this program and I'm done. Well, it's just like a natural diamond. If you don't keep that diamond polished, it's going to lose its shine and go dink. If you don't protect that precious diamond, it can get stolen or lost.
Oh, boy. That is so true. Well, you know, people get married and, you know, we got the engagement party and the wedding and the big fete, the dancing and the food and everything, the venue. Everybody's so happy because it's such a joyous occasion. But then what happens, the marriage doesn't make you happy. What makes you happy is being your own best friend. You have to love yourself enough to live in a home with someone else. But I think what a lot of people are lacking is space and communication. And so you that's part of some of the things you write about as well, and you speak about, is the wisdom and the knowledge that you gain after the divorce. Oftentimes communication comes up as the number one thing where people were lacking in. Are you finding that as you speak with women who are divorced, who are going through the same situation?
I feel communication is important, but the most important element is internally, and that woman feeling and believing she is truly shining like a diamond. And I use the analogy of here in Atlanta, I got to experience going to Stone Mountain and going up the sky lift. It hit me one day. There are so many people that you ask after years of being divorced, are you happy? And they're like, well, yeah. I relate it to people climbing the mountain, but they get to a cliff and they hang out on that cliff, and that's where they stay the rest of their life.
Well, Allie is chuckling about that analogy. Go ahead, Allie.
Yeah, it's just, it's like you lived in my backyard or something, as that sounds. A lot of that is just making do. It was like, well, there must be something wrong with me. Let me fix me more, and then this will work better.
Yeah.
And instead of working on the independence of being yourself and the comfort that you find there.
Yeah, and this is what this is what our friend Brenda Knight calls the debris of divorce.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about the debris, the garbage that comes with the divorce. Talk to our listeners here about that and how you overcame that and what you're telling people that are part of the Divorce Diamond Girls.
Yes, the debris is that darkness. We cover ourselves with all of these negative emotions, whether it's anxiety, depression, lack of self-worth, a mixture of all of these, guilt, like just a multitude, and we have to one by one deal with that. And again, using that analogy of taking that diamond out on the dirt and taking it to the manufacturing plant, and it goes through processing to clean it up and get it shining. We have to do that, and there are processes, and it's so fun and so cool. I actually have a workbook that I take women through, that self-discovery, where you take each of these and you work through them. And again, it's unique. It worked for me, and it's so cool. And going back to the mountain, I have found that people don't need to stop hanging out on the mountain cliff. You need to keep climbing to the mountain top, because that's where true joy and beauty comes from. And life is too short to not experience that. And again, so many people, not just women, men, they don't realize they can have greater joy if they keep the climb. But it takes work. And sometimes they'll slip down. It's kind of like an alcoholic. They may go to, and I don't know if I'm allowed to use different companies, but go to this alcoholic organization and go dry and think they never have to think about it again. Or somebody that goes to a weight loss program, that they lose their weight, they got to keep working at it.
Yeah. You've got to have a tribe, and that's something you touch about a lot. You said women need to have connections with other women. In other words, we have to have our tribe. We need someone to pick us up and help polish that diamond when that diamond gets bruised and debris falls on the diamond. So talk to our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a little bit about the connections and how important it is for women to have that tribe.
Absolutely. There are so many avenues, on the internet. I've researched, they are unlimited. I have a private Facebook group. It's called Divorced Women Support Group for 30s and 40s plus, that I try to do light, funny, inspirational, upbeat, where you can connect there. I have a community membership that people can, within that, there's unlimited resources, and one of those, I have a morning inspirational video word of the day. It's called Rise and Shine, and it's upbeat. And, people do religious morning devotionals. Well, I have an inspirational, uplifting women's, and it's funny. We all need that, and we all need connections in different ways. And again, this is a lifelong event, I have grown daughters, and I divorced their dad when they were second and fourth grade, and later in life as adults, one of them decides they hate me and they want to hang out with their dad. It doesn't end with divorce. When you have children, whatever.
And then it continues with the grandchildren. And, one of there are so many challenges that are common that divorced women face. And guilt and shame is not one of the number one. Guilt and shame, worry about the welfare of their children and resources, financial difficulties, changes in the situations of friends. Someone texted me and said one of the hurdles that she had to overcome was, you have all these friends who are your couple friends. And then when you get divorced, you lose your friendships that are so precious. Are you seeing that as well with some of the ladies that speak to you?
Oh, absolutely, and it happened to me. And what I found is, particularly my first divorce, I was in Alabama, which is a good old southern traditional state, and my ex was born and raised there, and all of our friends were married, and the men seemed to continue to stay with their men friends, but women, their spouses don't want them hanging out with a single woman. And you even deal with the, I call it the giant D, like you are branded. All of a sudden, you've got the giant D for being a divorcee. And yes, you start all over again.
And it's hard, right? It's hard to start all over again. So you came up with two horrific, after two horrific divorces, you came up with two words, dumper and dumpee. How did you come up with of course, it's the truth, right? But you just said, you know what, I'm going to take these emotions, and instead of having them lingering on, I'm going to hit them head on.
Absolutely. And it's like we got to look back, and yes, we need to find humor in life. I use it as a therapist in the rehab industry, and I think we all need that. And it's not being disrespectful of either of them, but instead of the negative of, oh, it was awful, I had to leave, I had to get out, or the other one, oh, he cheated me, he was a jerk. That's not healthy and productive for anyone, but saying, yeah, I've been on both ends. I know what it's like and how difficult it is to end a marriage, especially when it's the father of your children. But I also have been on the end of, I know what it's like to have experienced the opposite, and neither one are fun and pretty. But I can now, I like the word, and I hear people laugh, but it's the truth. I was the dumper and the dumpy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like life goes on, and we make choices in life, and we can choose to wallow in our misery and stay in that content, okay, phase, or we can continue to search for a new relationship that's going to make it better, or we can work on us and knowing we've got choices no matter what. And the financial part, my second choice to my bank account. So I know, I've been in the trenches. I know what it's like. I started all over.
Yeah, you hit rock bottom, but you know what? As I read more about what you're doing with the Divorce Diamond group that you've created, and it's a wonderful group, and it's a great for women who need a tribe for that after divorce. Some of the emotional darkness that you speak about and the emotional upheaval that a woman goes through, or even men, it doesn't even have to be a person leaving a marriage. Just a relationship, a breakup, causes people to feel the way that, you know, women are feeling with all these unresolved emotional darkness from divorce or breakup. Are you finding that you have women who are not from divorced relationships, but just a breakup of a relationship that will call and try to find you all as well?
Absolutely. And like on my email list, which I do have an email list, and I send out inspirational to that, I actually have quite a few married women that are still married, but I know immediately they're not happy and they're struggling. And you know, the beautiful thing that I see is maybe this can help preserve a marriage. You know, this isn't wait till you're divorced. It can be looking at yourself and maybe holding a relationship and making a bad relationship better. There are all kinds of wins that are possible through looking at this. And I wish that had been available to me years ago. But I can say since my second divorce was 20 years ago, and I could have been remarried, I've been in relationships, but you know, I have found my life isn't perfect. No one's is perfect, but I have found I don't have to have a man to complete me and make me whole. But, you know, the cool thing is, check out my website at divorcediamondgirls.com, and you will see me in my sparkle boots. And if you want to know, girls, that you can shine, just check out my sparkle boots.
Well, you are such an inspiration for our listeners who are tuning in. We've got 2 minutes left of this segment. We're speaking with Brenda Knight. And Brenda is a licensed occupational therapist who has combined her professional and personal background and now focuses her efforts on inspiring divorced women to feel like a diamond. And like she said, you don't need another person to complete you because you are a beautiful human soul that God created, and shine all you want. So the Divorced Diamond Girls offers, methods of transformation, a training video, and you're going to be having an upcoming course as well, and you're planning to become a coach. Let our listeners know where they can find you if they're in a relationship, if they're married, if they're getting a divorce, because you can help them. So give us the information or the website where someone can find you, Brenda Knight.
Okay. Check out my website at divorcediamondgirls.com, all one word, and you will see it will even connect you with my YouTube channel and Facebook. I have a private Facebook group. It's called Divorced Women's Support Group, for 30s and 40s plus. Or you can email me at divorcediamondgirls@gmail.com, and I will be happy to get you on my email list and send updated emails and send updates as far as my new products that are in the works.
Good show, huh, Allie?
Absolutely.
You can take the information and share it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great information. We'll make sure that we share all of your Facebook pages. Get ready for new followers.
Yeah.
Get ready.
And tell them to go get pink. Wear pink because pink is the strongest and the most valuable of the diamonds. So hot pink is my best color. And get some sparkle bait.
Okay, so that lessons learned. We will get all of that. Thanks again, Sita, for another fantastic show here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And thank you all for tuning in and supporting our show each and every week here on 1510 WWBC, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, each and every Monday. We'll see you soon, folks.
Thank you, Brenda, for calling in.